And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Americans face a lot of big divisions these days. The ideological, political, racial, and geographic divides between progressives and conservatives are as wide as they've been in decades. But in a hopeful sign, we've also seen of late that the overwhelming majority of Americans still have absolutely no taste for genuine tyranny. Yes, a few troubled souls like Donald Trump have expressed admiration for Russian dictator Vladimir Putin and his horrific invasion of Ukraine, but by far most Americans, right and left, passionately hate what Putin stands for. Happily, both of North Carolina's conservative Republican senators, Richard Burr and Tom Tillis, have made this clear by joining President Biden in strongly denouncing Putin and forcefully rejecting the outrageous attack recently leveled against Ukrainian President Zelensky by Western North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn. Bottom line, Americans have many difficult debates in which to engage, but it's also become clear in recent days that we still have a lot more in common with each other and all who oppose despotism than we'd previously imagined. And that's something to build on. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.